CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Great to be back with you. Hope you're all safe and dry someplace, at least drying off. We're all in this together. Well, is it over? Have you put Christmas behind you and taken down all the decorations? What should we do with all that stuff? How can we organize things so we're better off next year? Well, joining us this morning with advice is the clutter queen herself, Barbara McDonnell. Good morning, Barbara. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Pamela. Same to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming back on the show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
There have been some amazing decorations that people have put up. I haven't seen anything quite like it. You know, personal homes and the like that, at least on the exterior, have just been really beautiful.
Yes.
What is your best advice for taking all that stuff down and I guess finding a place to store it?
Well, I think when you're dismantling, if you're taking a good look at the condition of the ornaments and lights you've got, that's a good thing to do now. So there may be some things you need to recycle or donate. And if something needs replacing, make a note of that and post it on your calendar for next December so you're not left short because you're going to forget a year later. And here's a tip regarding delicate ornaments such as the big Christmas balls. If you use egg cartons, they work really, really well. And here's something I'm suggesting for saving time and stress next year by organizing the holiday items as you dismantle now. Use separate plastic or rubber tubs and mark them number one, number two, number three, etc. In box number one, store the items that you put up first. That would likely be the outside lights and a wreath.
Oh, good thinking.
In box two, store the inside decorations using individual boxes for each specific location. So it might be the things that you put on your fireplace mantle. Then there's the kitchen dining area, stair railings, and so on. In box three, store Christmas tree ornaments, the tree skirt and the tree stand. And if you've got an artificial tree, then put it right beside that box too. When you're putting those boxes away, store them in numerical order, and then that makes quick and easy access next December. It also gives the opportunity to do your decorating in sort of fits and starts so that you don't do it all in one day. You might do box number one on Monday and box number two on Tuesday or Saturday. Who cares? It also helps if you make notes and take photos from this year's arrangement so you've got a reminder for 2015. And then enclose those notes or photos in each related box.
Well, that's a good idea, too. Lots of good ideas. I want to go back to Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the outside of your house, at your decoration, that better to spot what you need to repair before taking them all down. And I mean, I know some lights now aren't as frustrating where, you know, if one's out, they all go out. But better to assess what you've got now.
Absolutely.
And rather than go through the frustration of getting them up and then having to do your repairs next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, there's always the frustration of the tangled lights. So if you can store each string in a separate bag and then put all those strings in one big tub, they're not going to get tangled.
So store them, each strand in a separate bag.
Yep.
And obviously they go into those plastic sort of rectangular tubs that
yes.
I see a lot of now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So no more frustration when you pull them out the next year and
exactly.
It's a big tangled mess.
Yes.
It does seem that manufacturers, too, are kind of getting on to this.
I think they are because everybody wants to be organized. It's apparently the second most common resolution, probably behind fitness health issues. And so a lot of people will have made a New Year's resolution to get organized in 2015.
What do we do with wrapping paper? I mean, what if there's not a lot left on the roll, but you don't want to be wasteful? Any ideas there?
I would just donate it, because by the time next year comes along, it's going to be all ripped and torn anyway. So if there's just a little left, donate it. And I really recommend, I'm not sure what they call them, but you can get these plastic tubs that are made specifically for storing any kind of wrapping paper, not just Christmas. And I have one, and it's absolutely worth its weight in gold, because everything is in this hard-edged container, mm-hmm. and so it stays pristine until you need it. And there's even a little the lid lifts off the top, and there's a container for your ribbons and that kind of little thing. Also, I don't know, I think they might cost around $30, and they're well worth it. They don't take up much space in your closet, because they're tall.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's on my list. I'm curious about seeing people with more and more decorations, you know, blow up Santas and snowmen and mm-hmm. the like. And where are people putting all of this stuff?
Well, when they blow up, they blow down.
Fair enough. So the Santa's not sitting in the garage fully puffed up all year round.
Hopefully not. And, so hopefully they can just be, again, stored inside these tubs that are really well protected.
I guess the advice, too, is that when you head out to buy this stuff, just make sure that you do have the storage space for it.
Yes, and the tubs are good. They can store on top of one another, so there are ways to reduce the amount of space that things take. But it's a good opportunity to say, okay, this is the storage space I've got, so let's not go crazy here. Let's just stay within the space that is available.
Just got a great email from David here. We're talking about the containers for Christmas wrap. It's called Wrap and Craft Rubbermaid, but you've got to buy them at Christmas, though, or they aren't on the shelves.
Okay.
So get out there.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, great advice. So, yeah, if you're looking for one of those mm-hmm. Wrap and Craft Rubbermaid, thanks to David for that. I'm curious about, you're saying that getting organized is number two on people's list.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that New Year's resolution.
Well, most people make resolutions, and within a few weeks, they fall asunder. So when you make resolutions, you really need to make a plan. And the plan means that, okay, I'm going to get organized this year, and then the next question is, how am I going to do that? So make a few specific plans around that. Okay, I'm going to buy the Clutter Queen's ebook. It's full of ideas. I'm going to hire an organizer. I'm going to get some friends and relatives over to help me organize things. Because if you don't make specific plans, you're not making a commitment, and it's never going to happen. So then you're going to feel bad about yourself, guilty. We don't want that.
Barbara, when it comes down to it, why is it sometimes easier for friends and or relatives to help us get organized than it is for us to do it with our own stuff?
Because we're attached to our own stuff. We have nostalgia related to it, memories, all sorts of things. And so it's difficult. And we might feel obligations. Oh, my Aunt Mary gave me this. And Aunt Mary probably doesn't even remember giving it to you, you know.
But so what if she comes over for tea and you don't have the teacups?
Well, tell her you broke them. I don't know. Sometimes a little white lie is okay. And, you know, it's just you can't keep everything that everybody in your life has given you. And you want to just surround yourself with the things that are meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And people that are ruthless, per se, that don't have the emotional attachment. And then you can help your friend out as well, sort of.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the favor.
Absolutely. What's the number one area that you hear from people in the new year that they want to get organized? What's the number one part of our lives that we need to
particularly
sort
in
out?
January, it's paper. You know, they're starting to think, oh, my gosh, tax time is coming up. And my office is a mess, and I just recently helped a former client with her office, and there was a time, well, it was her and her husband, so there was a lot of paper. So we spent 3 hours. That's all it took, even though the office was just full to the brim, and we had to clear the floor so that we could even get in there. So 3 hours, we did it, and guess what? We found $600 worth of gift certificates and uncashed checks and cash, little bit of cash. So, man, they were happy.
Yeah. They had enough to pay you as well.
Yeah.
So, now, Barbara, when it comes down to it, though, going through other people's personal papers and stuff, do people have to have a leap of faith saying, I'm going to give myself up to the clutter queen here and not feel that my privacy is in question?
Well, that's an issue for some people, and it isn't for others, but they should realize that when I'm working under a three-hour, usually that's what people hire me for, a three-hour time constraint, I'm not interested in their personal details. I'm just reading enough to say, okay, this needs to be filed, this needs to be shredded, this can be recycled, we can file this, and this is where it should be filed. So anyone who, an organizer who is really worth her salt, is going to be very, very aware of confidentiality.
Right.
And if they hire somebody from the professional organizers in Canada, we have rules that we follow, and some of those are those kinds of issues.
Right. And at the end of the day, if people can't afford an organizer, what's your best advice for getting paperwork in order? Go out and buy some legal boxes, or where should people start?
Well, I think to start, you just need to go through your papers and determine what you're going to do. Are you going to, do you need to file this? Can you recycle it? Does it need to be shredded? Those kinds of things. And if it's just too overwhelming, you can't deal with it yourself, then seriously consider hiring an organizer, because they'll be able to help and do it in an appointment or two, whereas you're going to be stressing over it for a lot longer than that by doing it yourself.
Barbara, tell us where people can find you and your ebook.
Me and my ebook are at www.clutterqueen.ca, and if people sign up now for my free monthly newsletter, they'll be entered in a draw to win a copy of my do-it-yourself unclutter and organize ebook, Clutter Queen Spills.
All right, and that's, I love it, the Clutter Queen Spills. Always a pleasure having you on. Happy New Year, and here's to a clutter-free 2015.
Thank you. Same to you. Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you. Barbara McDonnell, the Clutter Queen. I'm Pamela McCall. When we come back, we're going to talk to our very own Kyle Reynolds.